Gitten per Ches Mishne Beis. Amalo, kinsi shtar choiv ze. He gives her the get, and he doesn't want to tell it's a get. Maybe he thinks she's going to resist taking it. He could stuff it in her hand, but let's say that's not a feasible possibility. So he fools her into taking it. The Gemara actually says it's Mishum Busha. He doesn't want to tell her it's her get, even though he's Mechavin to be Megayish her. So he tells her, Kinsi Shtar Choiv Ze, he fools her. Or he sticks himself out towards her. He sticks his back, the Gemara describes it. He pushes his back towards her. And that will be considered his maisa nesina towards her because he's putting it with his back into her hand. If the marshal, he has it, let's say, in a pack on his back, or he has it in his hand, and she takes it, then it's not v'nasim b'yada. Let's say it's tzarech lefnim. We're talking about boyfriend where it's not the normal Nasina, either because there was a verbal statement that the Nasina over here was not the Shem Gerushin, or you can't really see it 100% his giving, even though Batsim and Hilchas Maisa, he is doing a Maisa of giving it to her. So here the Mishnah says, in order to clarify that it is a Gerushin, it has to be Koiro Varehu Gito. She has to read it, and it has to become Klor. That's a get. Ain't a get at sheyemala he gitech. It's clear from her reading that it's a get. And then Lamaisa, he says, hey, areze a gitech. Lamaisa, the way we're knowing is that we always have, the husband always makes a statement. Even though Batsim, if he puts his hand silently a get biyoda, it should be good because it's clear mitech ha-toichen of what the get is, that it was a get. Clear when it was put in her hand, that was the mitzvah of the Maisa. This is the Pashto way of reading the Mishnah. Taka, the Rambam learns out from this Mishnah in the beginning of Hilchos Gerushin that the Amira is only a Din Derabanan, even though it's Mefurish in the Gemara and one has to do, and this is the way we do it, it's only a Din Derabanan. Other Rishonim understand that if the Torah says Vishulcho mi Beisoi, there's a Venosan Biyodo, but the Venosan Biyodo has to be with a clarity of Vishulcho mi Beisoi. He's saying, Hareza Gitech Vat Mutez Lechol Odom, and you're out. So it has to be said. If it's not said, it's not a get. Many Rishonim hold this way. They learn it out. Mufurish in the Sifri, the Ramban, the Rajma. According to this, the Pashto reading of the Mishnah is Shver. Why does the Mishnah have to speak out the Amira of He Gitech, Dafka in such a case where there's a funny Nesina? So the way the Rishonim understand it is that Betzim over here that we're talking about a Gerushim. What's called Asukim Ba'isa Inyan. Asukim Ba'isa Inyan, since the context is they're writing a get, they've been talking about it. They sat down with the sofer, the umamana, it's clear they're writing a get. The fact that there's no Amir B'Shas Ma'isa doesn't bother us. And by the way, we'll learn Mitz Hashem Kiddushin, even though we know that a husband hands a ring, puts a ring on his wife's finger, and he says, the Chosin says, Ariyam Gudesh is Libi Tabazu. If there's no Amira, it's fine. Why? Because Asukim Ba'isa Inyan. She's dressed in a white gown. He's in a suit. The photographers, the Rav, the Chuppah, it's set up. It's clear what they're doing. The context is enough to take the place of the Amira. Over here, the problem is because it's in the Sinagarua, there's a doubt cast on the Maisa. Therefore, you need the Hegitech. But not without that, because the context would be enough. This is the raid that's in the Rishonim. We might point out one more noise, and that is an outstanding shaila. Does a maisa and a sinas get need two edim mitzad edikim? Do two edim have to see the maisa and the sinas get? Now, if you hold edim mitzir karti, those are the ikir edim on the get. But if you hold edim chsima karti, like Reb Meir we had in the first perek, so the ikir edus on the shtar is the edus in the shtar, signed on the shtar. Do you need Edim to see the Mesira? Tyson's beginning to get and says, Edikim, it's no worse than a Maisa Kedushin. Other Rishonim hold no. Since the Edim are signed on the get, and we see afterwards the get biyada, that's enough. That would be considered the Edikim. So over here, when there's some type of doubt cast because it's in a Sina Gerua Beloshna Rishonim, so maybe you need two Edim to hear the Amira of Hey Gitech in order that the Edim should know Bishas Maisa, and it should be considered that they're witnessing an act of Gerushin. If not, Yesh Lodin, that maybe a get was given, and maybe it's not 100% clear that it was a get, and afterwards it's Nizbar Hey Gitech, Is that enough for EDQ? That would be another question that could be raised over here. The Mishnah continues, Nosam biyodav hi yeshena. He put the get in her hand, she's sleeping. Putting a get in a wife's hand, even bal kocha, should be good. What happens if she's sleeping? Then she woke up. Ne oira koira vareu gito ene get atriyem elohe gitech. Charles, why is that? What's in the sin of guru over here? Now, to say she should be kind of the get right away, we don't, because putting in her yad, it's a yad she'ene mishtameres, and a yad she'ene mishtameres we learned in the first Mishnah, would be considered maybe that her hand could represent her in the form of shlichus, but not that her hand is considered by her. She's sleeping. So putting it on her person while she's sleeping is not by her. So memela, the actual she having the get would have to be when she's up. Therefore, we see the Nesina as a Nesina Garua, and Vaita the Halach is Varei Gito in a get at Shemala Higitech. The question is, obviously, the Rishonim ask, that a Maisa Nesina, which is not a good Nesina B'Shas Maisa, should be like Tli Gitech Me'al Gabi Karka. Husband put a wife down on the get on the Karka, and then said, here, take the get, that's not good, there was no Maisa Nesina. If putting it on her, in her hand, but even where it's not a good Nesina, or the case where a husband put it in his wife's hand and he said, "Hareze kinsi shtar choivze," l'chayit should be tli gitech. So the Rishonim on Masbir over here that the pu'ula of him putting it into her hand is considered a kiyum of Nosan biyodo, even though the get biyodo now is not obvious legerishin or it's not niknes to her in Gansin, it would be considered a kiyum of the din v'nosam biyodo, even though it's not nizgarish until it's firmly biyodo, when she's up, when it's explained, she read it, v'arehi gito. Rishonim say it's a very big chiddush. Rishonim have a machlokes on the logical conclusion. If we're saying that the mice in the sina doesn't have to be bebasachas with the cholos of the gerushin. The get is put biyodo, and until the get is read and he says, hey, gitach, it's not a gerushin. Until she wakes up, the get is not considered fully biyodo. No. So that tells us that the maisa nesina could be divorced, no pun intended, from the actual cholos gerushin. So what happens, let's say, Rishonim want to know, he gave her the get, not because he's planning divorcing. He said, look, you know, we've been talking about gerushin. If we decide the right thing is to get divorced, it's amicable. So here's the get, and we'll have this conversation by phone. We don't have to see each other. And if I decide that Taka, the Maskonis Hadvaram Beinenu, is that we should be divorced, so I'll tell you the get's a get. He gave it to her, what's called by the Rishonim B'Teres Pikodoin, to be a get la'achazman. Could you also say that the chalois of the gerushin should be separate? There is a nesina, and the chalois gerushin is separate. Some Rishonim hold, yeah. The Ran holds that way. Lemaisa, the Avnum has Narichus and Kuf Lamed Vav, Medaik and Rishonim, brings from the Tosis Rid, then no. A Maisa nesina, where he gave it to her, Kinsi Shtar Choyev, he gave it to her, Beteris and Gerushin. Over here, by the case of Noiro, he Yeshena Noiro, over there also, he made a nesina L'Shem Gerushin. That's a nesina that doesn't have a koyach yet of gerushin. The gerushin can be when it's clarified, when it's read, when she wakes up. Mashenkin, we gave it to the shem pekodoin. It's not a sinu l'shem gerushin at all. So b'chia gavna avada, the meisin sinu wasn't the sky. There's no kim v'nosim yod. If she's holding on to it now, it's mamash kli gitach me'al gavi karka. Hoysoi medes b'shus harabim. She's standing with shus harabim uzroka lo. He throws it to her. Koriv lo migureshes. Koriv loy eni migureshes. Is a very, very interesting din. If they're standing 100 yards apart from each other, he throws the get and he crosses the 50-yard line and it's on the other side, it's closer to her from where he threw it. Standing in the street. Why Megureshes? Is that called in her chotzer? Is it her backyard? Is it her pocketbook? Is it her hand? Of course not. So why Korv lo Megureshes? The Mishnah fears us, Mechza al Mechza Megureshes Veinu Megureshes. Exactly half, which is very not shkich, that something can land exactly there, is so then it's a suffix. Most of the Rishonim understand, based on the Gemara B'Metzia Daf Yud, the Gemara says that the fact that a person has something close to them is a takonim d'rabbanan. They made a special din over here, that when a get was thrown, because the get is close to it, we should look at it like her chotzer, temporary, she's standing here, it should be like chatzera, and she's koina. Strange din. There's another din also, by the way. There's a din where a person's kind of ba'arba ma'isiv, the Gemara ba'metzia daf yud, the Gemara that we just said, says that they were misakin that if there's a mitzia and it's Turk Dalarams of somebody who's koina. What type of king is that? Not in his chotzer. He's walking down the street. And in his Dalet Amis, there falls something that's a hefker. So he's kind of... Why? Chazal over there, the Gemara says, because people, we don't want people diving all over each other, being aggressive. So remember, we say, Dalet Amis shalom kechatzeri, that's his mocker. So too, when there's mufurush, a maise, zrika, of a get, karav law, takandaban should be kind of as if it's her chotzer. Some Rishonim hold, the Rabbanon, I have shimigureshes is deraisa, and a chanami. Afkinu Rabbanon Kiddushim Minei Chazal wa oike the marriage, Vebi Chiddush, Taisaroshim Bom Mitzia, and other Rishonim understand that that way. The Ran brings such a tzad, the Ritva, that once Chazal instituted that this Mokim temporarily is like her Chotzer, they're standing, there's a drama here. They're standing in the street, there's a face-off from 100 yards away, and he throws the get, it lands close to her. At this point in time, Klapi, this Maisizrikas get Chazal, took that part of the city block, and they gave it to her. With that, she's koinet midereisa, it's mamash like a din chotze deraisa. So it's a din chotze deraisa, she's mugureshes deraisa. Baby Kiddush, some Rishonim say that. There's a third shita, which is a das yochid. The Tosfos Rid holds that in this din is mavur that the kinyan of get is taka something mechudeshes. The kinyan of get does not have to be synonymous with a kinyan the way you'd have by moment. The Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Yud that says Torek Dalet Amosov is koinu midrabanan is Gemara only by kinyanim. By get, when there's a deliberate maisa of the husband throwing towards her, where that place right now, temporarily, is only shaykh to her more than to him, that's a king v'nosim yada. Taka doesn't have to be synonymous with the gedorim of kinyan. It's a taisvid over here. It's a taisvid in Bavitziya Daf Yud. And it's also a taisvid in Kiddushin Daf Ches. That even the Kiddushin, when a husband is mekadish and isha, by giving her a tabas, by, it doesn't have to be, she doesn't have to get it with the regular gedorim of kinyan. If he puts it down on a rock and he says, this is for you, that's enough. Kinyan, that wouldn't be enough. That wouldn't be considered that the money is by the seller. But by Kiddushin, it would be enough. The Maisa Kiddushin is doimit to get. It's a Maisa Nesina. And by get, he learns over here in this Mishnah that it works. A very, very big Kiddushin. Again, it's a Das Yochid. But the Vashtet is that this Maisa is a Maisa Nesina's get. Either works Drabonon, or the chotzer became hers derabbanon, but now it works and it's hers deraisa, or you don't even need it, it should be bechatzera, lefi de taisvid, and therefore mechza mechza is a sofik. Mishnah Gimel is a direct continuation. V'chein le'inyin kiddushin, the same din that we just had about Zorak lo, Gito, and we just said over the three shittas about how to understand what type of din that is, if it's deraisa, if it's derabbanon, or it's a bazundere chiddush in Gitten. The same thing would be true legabe kiddushin v'chein le'inyin hachoyv. Where if it's karav loy, it won't be a kiddushin. If it's karav lo, it will be a kiddushin. Either derais d'avon l'shitas, and if it's mechza mechza, will be a sofik. We'll add one more detail. What's the hatakad haloch of a sofik? If it's a get in Mishnah Beis, so then if she gets married to somebody else, a sofik, she's married to a second, she'll need a get from the second and a get from her former husband. Kiddushin, you'll say the same. There is a kasha, bavusta kasha. Why wouldn't we say that by Zorak lo get, she's becheskas eshes ish, and instead of considering an outstanding sofik, consider her a vada eshes ish, and by kedushin, consider her a pnuya, there's a cheskas pnuya. And that the answer is that since there was a maisa brura bifanenu of trying to do a gerushin, or trying to do a kedushin, that the maisa vado is bifanenu takes away the sofik, the famous yisoid that comes from Rabbi Senu, Pnei Shua, and the Shmaitzer, and thereby there's no hamadav al chazkosa. Now, when the Mishnah says v'chein le'inyan hachoyv, the Mishnah is not a direct hamshich, because what we just learned, the din of korav loy is dafka by gitna and kedushin, that are doimeli each other. Not l'gabi hachoyv. By hachoyv, you need a proper kinyan. So what's v'chein le'inyan hachoyv? Says the Mishnah, omaloy bal choyvoy, Zuroik li choyvi, he has $1,000 coming to him, and finally he meets us, he says, just throw me the money. Uzroker loy, korv lamalve zocha haloyve, if it's korev to the malva,
zocha aloiv lechot shetzefaket korev lemalva,
then the malva zocha.
What does the Mishnah mean? Say lefi this gives. So the way to read it is like this.
Again, the din that we had that it's considered a kinyan when it's korev lo, is dafka by gittin and kedushin. By choiv, if the malva is not yet coined to the money, so then that's not cool that the loiv paid back his choiv, and the loiv is responsible. It's only if the malva said, look, I want the money, so just throw it to me with the regular dinim of nesinas get, he says it mufurish, so then if the money is thrown to him, what it means to say is the suffix of his, because then the money got lost. A robber jumped on it, it was run over. But if it was korev to the malva, then the malva is considered as having been paid up already. Zocha loiv, the money is lost, the loiva comes out on top and he won't have to pay again. That's the way to read it. There is a gifts of korev to malva, like we said, zocha hamalva. The malva zocha in the money, and therefore if it gets lost, he's the loser. Korev loiva, the gifts that we have in front of us, if it's close to the loiva, haloiva chayv, the loiva stays in his original chiv. Mechza al mechza shneim yachloiku. It's an interesting halacha. If it's half-half, we say yachloiku. What should we say? L'chayra, anytime it's a suffix in moment, we don't say yachloiku. So some of the Rishonim understand over here that we taka don't mean a regular suffix when we say mechza al mechza suffix. What we mean to say is mechza al mechza, the institution of the din of korv loy korv lo, was to treat it as a half-half. It's not a sofik mitnei choisi idea. It's a psak vaday of a sofik. It's both. So over here, if it's both, then the money will be split. That's according to some Rishonim. Some Rishonim understand over here, no. They understand because over here, on the one hand, there's a cheskas chiyuv that would paskin in favor of the malva. Moshel, let's say a malva says, you owe me $100. And a loiva says, I borrowed money from you, I don't remember if I paid it back. Over there, the halacha is that we would pass like the malva, even though the malva has no raya, but heyos the loiv is a sofik, we pass him because of the cheskas chiv that the money is owed, that it's still owed. So over here also, you have a sofik, and on the one hand, there's a cheskas chiv that would be on the side of the malva. On the other hand, there's a mitzvah mechavel v'raya, which would be a chazoka, a cheskas moment, on the side of the loiv, so because of that, you split. The Mishnah goes weiter. Hoyso imedes aresh hagag uzrokeloi, standing on top of a roof, and he throws her the get. Kiven she gia lavir haget, the lavir hagag. Once it hits the ear space of the gag, that means it's considered in the space of the rishus, which is shaykh to her. The gag, we're talking about a house that belongs to her. He throws it. When it's flying in the air, we don't look at the get as being given already. But once it's in the air space, the Gemara defines that as pokus mishloshet tefachim. So it's like lovud, it's like attached, like we've had in Misach HaSukkah, to the ear space of her gag. So then it's in her chotzer. Harezim ugureshes, considered a vadai. Hu milamalo, what happens if he is on his roof, vihi milamato, and she's in the chotzer, zrokol, kimishu yotze mishus hagag, it leaves the ear space of his gag, and now it's on top of the chotzer. Doesn't even have to be teich limul tvachim. Why? Because the chotzer has walls. Walls are considered, when you learn Erevin, you learn Shabbos, you learn Sukkah, walls of a reshus hayochid go up ad l'shamayim. So as soon as it's out of the ear space of the roof, and it's now it's over the chotzer, that's already niklat in the reshus of the isha. That's considered kiyum v'nas b'yodah. She's divorced. Therefore, nimchak o nisraf. The get is destroyed mid-ear. A bird eats it. Gets ripped up. Gets burned. Harezim ugureshes. Because the avir of the chotzer was already koina before the get was ruined. The Mishnah goes with the pashto assumption that the gag is flat but doesn't have walls. Therefore, it has to be lovud to the gag to be considered to be in the ear space of the gag. However, the chotzer usually has walls around it. So there, even if it's just in the airspace, but it's not lovud to the floor of the chotzer, it's already considered in the reshus of the Baal HaChotzer.